Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
So let's take another look now at trends that are set to define 2025 and challenges and opportunities they bring for South Africa. And I want to focus specifically on transport now. And I'm going to talk to Justin Kutsia, Chief Executive Officer of Go Metro. It's a leader in transport solutions. And Justin, I'm hoping, is going to help us look at the future of zero emissions transport and its implications for South Africa. Justin, a very warm welcome. Good evening and a happy new year to you. The momentum behind vehicle electrification in South Africa, the sense I'm getting is that it's starting to plateau. Is that the case? And if so, what factors specifically would be contributing to this?
Yeah, so good evening, and it's lovely to chat to you tonight, and hi to your guests. So as we look going into 2025, electrification is actually heading in completely the other direction. It's set for a huge boost over the next 2 to 3 years as Chinese models start hitting our shores. And these Chinese models have much more superior range. They really have class finishes, and they're going to be very keen to enter markets because they're going to face tariffs in Europe and the US. So Chinese models are going to be very keen to enter the South African market. So interest has plateaued from legacy car makers in that they have not been able to produce compelling models, both range-wise, finish-wise, and just price points. But I do believe that the brands that we'll be buying in the next few years, we may not even have heard of yet, like XPeng, NIO, BYD. These are all emerging Chinese brands that will be hitting our shores in the coming years.
How much of a mindset change is this going to be for South African consumers to get their head around a change between electrification and the internal combustion engine? Surely that's the biggest risk lying that lies ahead for this market.
Yeah, so it's actually a much simpler product to live with. You only have 8 moving parts rather than one or 2,000 that your internal combustion engine has. You are obviously limited with range. So there are applications that you can do and applications that you can't do. But just like you've got a city run around and a family vehicle, you're likely to have a electric run around for your daily commute. And then a family car for longer trips or longer travels that is still an ICE engine. And so I think consumer behaviors will follow price points that make sense. And that's the key thing for us, is to bring vehicle sticker prices, electric vehicle sticker prices down in the South African market, because it is still prone to both a import tax and an ad valorem tax. So any electric vehicle that's imported into South Africa, you're paying about 42% of that to duties. So I do think that the most important imperative in 2025 is for the duties to be looked at by government, and for incentives to be placed for us to lower sticker prices. Once those sticker prices are lowered, the running cost is half that of an ICE vehicle. The maintenance is much lower. And you'll soon find charging strategies and charging habits that make sense. And so I do think that consumer adoption will go very quickly.
And all of that does make perfect sense to me. The question, of course, is whether government has the appetite to relax the restrictions that you have that you've alluded to.
Yeah, so they have implemented, and the president signed into law a few days ago, a incentive for electric vehicle factories to receive 150%. Tax rebates for any equipment purchased between 2026 and 2036. And so government does want EVs to be built in South Africa. We are also in helping a number of brands and OEMs to look at the South African market and to look at setting up manufacturing in South Africa. And so I think there is a unique opportunity for our automotive legacy and our automotive manufacturing hubs to have electric factories in the next 2 to 3 years, and for our domestic market to be fed. The product must make sense, the pricing must make sense, and the policy must make sense. So there is a lot of moving parts that must work. But I do know that government is very well aware that the world is moving in this direction, and we have to start heading in that direction too.
What type of pricing ultimately are we going to be looking at, do you think?
So right now, electric vehicles already can compete on sticker price with a sedan, a van, up to a small truck. The duties are the piece that takes it over over the edge. The battery efficiencies as well, if you look at battery efficiencies, they are at least 30% more efficient than they were 3 years ago. And we can expect in 2 to 3 years' time batteries to be cheaper and more efficient, more energy dense than they are today. So ranges are getting better. The longer the range, the more efficient the battery, the smaller the cost of the battery. And so electric vehicle prices, I think, are going to only get better and be more compelling on every level, sticker price, running cost, maintenance, than ICE vehicles.
You talk about Chinese market domination. What, though, about the original brands or marks? Are they just going to fold their tent up as far as this market is concerned, do you think, or is there a challenge to be mounted?
Well, right now, we haven't seen very compelling electric vehicles from legacy brands, from our existing marks. The products that are in market have very low penetration, like you point out. There is a plateau on electric vehicles, and the price points and the finishes and the technologies just aren't keeping pace. I don't know what the response is from the legacy brands, you know, what they can mount, but I do know that they are running out of time. And the products are only getting better that are coming out of China.
Let me ask you one final question, and maybe this is more at the tactility of the entire concept. But what is the drivability like of these vehicles? Is it a very different experience?
Well, it comes down to applications. So for passenger vehicles, it's a smooth ride, immediate torque, very responsive engine, very powerful motor, and very low center of gravity thanks to the battery position. So it's a very comfortable, easy, responsive drive. For commercial vehicles, it's a very stable platform to work on and to use. And the key is really the torque and the immediacy of the power makes it a very, very interesting driving experience. And then being able to brake by just lifting your foot and having regeneration, comfortable because you can essentially usually drive with one foot doing the acceleration, and the moment that you lift off, you start regenerating. So one foot driving becomes possible, and quite convenient. So it's a very, very nice driving experience. The finishes that are coming out of the new brands are phenomenal, really, really premium finishes. And the designs are, because you've got all the space and creativity, you know, the designs are a bit out there sometimes. Mm.
It'll be very interesting to see how this market plays out in the short to medium term. Justin Kutsia, thank you very much indeed. Chief Executive Officer at Go Metro, a leader in innovative transport solutions.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.